This is a Rediscover the Magic recording with Joe Warwick. Reclaiming your wild nature. Hey, so today we're at a really, really exciting time. We are going to be talking about reclaiming your wild nature, the wild woman inside of you. Now, some of you might be going, what the, is that scary? Oh my, but actually you're going to love her. She's the woman you've been burying for so long, and you've known her on and off in your life. You've probably been a little bit scared by the power that she brings, but you're so ready to own that power now. The wild nature within you is the fire and the earthy elements that make you the fabulous woman you're supposed to be. It's the difference between being a little girl and living in the airy fairy and being floaty, and even that part of you that's the kind of watery part of you, that's the fluidity and changeability. These are all wonderful qualities that we still own as an adult. But what really makes a difference of knowing what we want, taking charge of our lives, and truly kind of living by our passion is the fire and the earthy qualities of your wild nature. Now, what does that mean? Okay, well, your earthy qualities we've slightly explored a little. It's the part of you that wants to run free. It's the part of you that is protective, kind of has that element of being connected to nature, very much a kind of sense of adventure. It's all about being fully in the earthiness of it all, and being kind of that woman who is about earthy mother sort of stuff, very nurturing, very caring, but there is a protectiveness in that. It's a strength in that and the groundedness of you. So you've been doing a bit of that with the grounded part, and that kind of protective part, and having the stability within you. That's very important. But the wild nature section of it is about wanting to run free, be running through the woods with twigs in your hair. And it's the bit of you that's a bit of a wolf or a bit of a lioness. And she also locks into the fire. Okay. And the fire in you is the most exciting bit of all. It is the part of you that always wants to be set free on the dance floor, to really, really let go. The part of you that tells dirty jokes or bawdy jokes, really kind of rude, funny jokes with your girlfriends. The one who talks about sex with humor, okay? It's the part of you that knows that sex is really funny. It's a funny thing. And the experiences that you share with your girlfriends when it's not about all the pain and the sorrow, but the hilariousness of it all, of men and women and life. And it's very much about the enjoying the adventure of it all. It is that sense of adventure. The fire part is that bit of saying you want to go and travel around the world. You want to go and climb Kilimanjaro. You want to go whitewater rafting. You want to go and play in the football team. You'll give anything a go. It's the bit of you that you have to own and embrace that says, come on, let's give this a go. Let's really go for it. Let's try and grab that. Doing something outside your comfort zone. It is also your lustful section. Yep, we're going to talk about sex. Well, actually, we're going to talk about sexiness and lust. Okay, sex itself is just an expression of you being you. And when you're letting go and enjoying all the parts of yourself, and you then only attract a healthy relationship, of course, because if you love you, you attract people who love you back. And it's a natural expression when you're being playful and lustful. Now, let's first address these issues of sin. As you've heard me talk about lots in this, about facing the ideas of sin and guilt and, oh my God, you shouldn't be sexy or have lust and all of that's bad. Well, we're getting rid of that. Okay, it's a load of rubbish. Okay, it's all messages from the past, social messages, all ideas that women mustn't be everything that they're meant to be. Okay, and you're not being a good girl, you're being a woman. And a woman, like all mammals, which you've heard me talk about lots, if we think about our lioness, she doesn't go around going, oh, I mustn't have sex, and oh, I mustn't be waving my tail in the air. If you've ever watched an animal Up for it. If you've ever watched a female mammal up for it, whether that's a dog or watched on the nature programs, when they're up for it, they absolutely show they're up for it. Okay, they wave their bums in the air, and we do the same. We get a look in our eyes that the real animal part of us, that we have desire, and that's where it comes from. The desire of that part of the lustfulness is hunger. But it's not the hunger that you've been exploring around feeling hungry and needy. This is a hunger to experience. And that's the drive in all areas. If you're feeling lustful towards your life, or whether you're feeling lustful towards a partner, it's the same thing. It's the part of you that wants to howl. It wants you to roar. It wants you to, you feel sexy because you feel sexy, not because somebody else tells you, but because the energy in you is sexy. You're fired up. That's what it literally means. You're fired up, feeling passionate, feeling attractive, and it's the part of you that wants to set free, set the world on fire, have a go. Yeah, really show the world what you want, and you want to have it. Yeah, you want to have what you want. So when we own this stuff, we can really use it not only for the joy and the fun of having a great sex life, for attracting into our lives everything that we want because it's such an attractive force, but also for the determination and bringing focus to our energy about what we want in our lives, what we want to get to, what we want to achieve. Yeah, it's not about controlling others, it's about controlling the energy. Actually, can manipulating the energy for what we want, and this is a very, very important part of you as a woman. So that hunger of saying, and I'm absolutely sure most people have at some point have experienced knowing that they really, really wanted to kiss some boy, some guy, that and nothing was going to get in the way of them wanting that, or winning some game or something when you're at school before all those things kicked in about guilt, saying you can't win, you mustn't be too big. You already knew how to do this. You knew how to kind of be in charge of this. It just gets more and more and more powerful as you get older, if you let it. There's a lot of energy. And what you've been doing for, why you've been doing this course, because so much of your life you've been putting all of that energy into servicing, being a servant to other people, lessening yourself and giving your energy away to kind of energize them, to fuel them up, which A makes them an object that you have to bring to life. B, it makes, that recognition of that you feel like they're just dead and that you have to kind of resuscitate them all the time. So you're in a one-sided relationship, and but most of the time, you're just pouring your energy away. So you're lessening yourself by actually firing up, fueling up everyone else around you. And just think, if you're starting to realize as you're reclaiming that energy in all these different places and moving away from things that don't feel right, and starting to have a bit more self-respect, a bit more self-worth, and this absolutely comes with the fire. And this fire woman, this wild woman in you, has been sparking as we've been doing the course. And so you're getting more and more about, no, this is my life. I want to live my life. I want to own my life. I want to embrace my life. I'm passionate about what I do. This is nothing about this is about dominating or being controlling of other people or being unloving. It's absolutely about being completely loving to you. Owning what you really, really want in your life so that you actually are living at the most abundant state of being yourself and having in the things in your life that make you truly happy. And when you're truly happy, of course, you want to share around. But you're not then feeding other people. You're not energizing them. You're not their sort of circuit, energy circuit to kind of plug into. They have to actually plug into the source, the same as you have been learning to. So this is about focusing on you. And starting to meet that wild nature in you. Well, let's say meet. I think reclaim because you know she's there. She's a beautiful, sexy, wild woman. Okay? She's got all the passion inside of her. And she basically sits around in the lower regions of your body. So at the lower part, you can really connect with her in the lower part of your stomach. I mean, your genitals, all that fire energy starts from in there because it really connects with the fire of the earth. And so that power, that energy, that earthy, fiery feeling. So, with all the energy up, it's feeling hot and exciting in here. So, what we're going to do is I'm going to get you to now where you're sitting. I want you to close your eyes. And we're going to use some of this energy. And I want you to take three nice big deep breaths. Okay, in through your nose and out through your mouth. And just be aware of that sense of something, maybe that bubbling that you're feeling, having had it ignited with by what I'm saying. You can feel the energy in this audio. Now, taking your last breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Letting everything go, I want you to bring your attention to your feet. And imagining in your mind's eye, you're not looking at your feet physically, you're in your mind's eye. I want you to see in front of you a pathway. And this path is just going to lead you to a top of a hill. All right? It's not a long walk. You don't have to walk miles to get there. But you're going to be at the top of the hill. So you could be starting quite far up the hill. But the hill's going to be quite high up because the view's going to be spectacular when you get there. So you just take a few spaces, a few steps. And now you're at the top of this grassy hill. Okay, you're on the hillside. And behind you is a big forest. Okay, and then you turn, and in front of you, you can see this spectacular view overlooking a wild lake. You're on the hillside. Okay, and it's beautiful. There's greens and there's sunlight. And all the colours in the sky, there's like pinks and blues, and maybe there's some clouds, but everything is of that sunshine. But we're entering into a dusky time, okay? A beautiful dusky time when the sun is setting and there's a real magic in the air. Now you're standing with your feet on the hillside, and I want you to feel that the energy is going to start pulsating in the earth. You're going to feel the energy of the earth coming up into your feet. You feel energizing your feet. This golden light is just going to come out of the earth and come seeping up into your feet, seeping up into your ankles and your calves, seeping up into your knees, up through your thighs. And it's coming up, all that lovely earthy energy is coming up into your genitals, your hips, your stomach, all around your tummy and your lower back and your bottom, all of that part of you, the real bowl of your being. And then up into your solar plexus. So you're lighting up from the feet up into your heart space, full of golden light and energy from the earth. Up until it comes across your chest and out through your arms. You open your arms out in your mind's eye. All the energy is flying out the ends of your fingers and it's going up into your throat and your neck and up into your head until you start to radiate upwards and out. You can feel it going up into the sky and you're just shining. And there's going to be so much energy that you can feel that it's not only pulsating around your body. You're warming up and you can feel that energy, that earthy, lovely, gorgeous energy. Okay, really green and earthy energy coming up. It's all golden, but it has that real feeling of the earth being with nature. Starting to come up and really radiating through your body so that you start to almost shine. Now, as you're in that space, the sun has been setting a little more. And there's starting to be some crackles in the sky. Maybe there's a few clouds have been heading over. And you're starting to feel the electricity in the air. There's a storm coming, right? And it's a beautiful storm. There's no rain. You're going to be in the middle of, as it starts to have some lightning. You can hear some thunder. This moment, it's just feeling that electricity before the rain starts. okay? It's warm because you're in this beautiful place and it's warm. Your body's warm and the air is sparkly. There's energy all around you and all inside of you, and it feels magnificent. You feel alive. And start to know that your body's connecting with that feeling as the elements start to fly around. And the rain starts. There's a little bit of rain, and there's the sound of the thunder, and there's the flashes of lightning. So you see the sky light up in colours, and you're completely safe because you're not near anything. You're just enjoying the magnitude of all that energy around you. As the rain starts to fall, feel it dropping beautifully onto your head, onto your face. Lift up your head and feel your face lift up and start to feel the rain falling on you, washing down your face. Maybe you feel the desire to get out of your clothes. Start to get a bit more natural about it. So whatever you're wearing, take your clothes off in your mind's eye, that you're unveiling yourself to feeling that energy around you, to feeling the rain on your skin. It's warm, but there's perhaps a coolness to it as well. All the energy in your body coming up from the earth. Okay? And you're feeling it in the sky. And start to feel, as all this energy is coming up, the voice that might be building up in your stomach. Start to think of that woman. Imagine that woman that is the wild nature in you. Maybe you visualize yourself as an animal. Maybe you see yourself. Whatever comes to your mind's eye, it's your choice. What comes forward, what your soul wants to bring forward. And I ask your soul to bring forward who you really are in your wild nature. Are you an animal? Or are you a woman who is wild with her hair free, dancing naked on the side of this mountain? That you can feel that roar inside of you, the howl of the animal, whatever state you're in, but that you want to set yourself free, fully feeling the elements. You've got the beautiful sunset, you've got the lightning, the thunder, and there's some wind that's building up around you too, so you can feel all that beauty of the energy of the wind and the lightning and the thunder and the rain and the sunset and the beautiful environment that you're in, the trees, the water, and there's you in the center of all of it. Feeling it moving around you and feeling your body connected to it, energizing every part of you, setting free. What does your body want to do? Do you want to scream and dance and shout and swing your arms around? Do you want to run round the hill? Do you want to run around into the forest? Feel the desire. Just let it be free. You're not going to move anywhere. You're not going to do anything. And any fears are coming up of saying, yes, I want to be this, but am I going to be scared of myself? Let it go. Allow Source to hold you in this true nature of yourself. This being of this woman in you who is so old as time. She is part of Mother Earth. She is part of every animal. She is part of every element on the earth. She is part of Source. She is the part of you that you're reclaiming. So don't be afraid of her. Love her. Embrace her. Let her be free. So feel that natural sense of yourself to want to set yourself alight with energy. Maybe your hair's changing colour. What are you noticing about your body? What does it feel like? What words do you hear coming into your soul? And leave you for a moment to hear those words as you're standing there, beautiful and naked in the elements, free to run, to dance, to share yourself with the world, full of energy. What's the words and the voice or the image that's coming to the forefront, building up in within you? This is your soul speaking to you. So allow yourself to listen. Hear the words, hear the sight, feel the feelings. However your body's communicating to you at this moment is your soul, your body, your communication. There's no right or wrong. And any blocks, just let them fall away. Let the energy and the light just burn any fears and doubts and worries and guilt. Burn all of it away and let it go. Let your energy just build up and be brighter, shinier. Feeling all that energy from being there, you beautiful, beautiful wild woman. Embracing your wild nature. Start to hear how does your body want this to be expressed in your life? Okay, ask your soul to tell you or show you what you need to change in your life to allow this part of you to be expressed freely so that she can be fully reclaimed. Just allow whatever your body, your soul brings to mind, words, visions, feelings. And maybe it starts to brew up, you may not get it straight away now, you might get the clarity later. But asking your soul to bring this forward, saying yes, yes. And allow yourself to feel that sense of yes, this is who I am. This is the woman I am, this passionate, beautiful, lusty, sexy, wild, fierce, determined, free, rich, deep-rooted woman of all of time. This animal in you who is as old as the earth. Old as the earth. And as beautiful and energized as Source itself. So take three big deep breaths, and I want you to breathe in through your nose, and as you hold it at the top, I want you to shout out, yes, this is me. You can say it in your mind if you're somewhere else, but if you can say it out loud, say it out loud. Yes, this is who I am. And breathe out and take a deep breath in. Yes, this is who I am. Really own it. This is who you are. Bring her to life. Own her. She is your driving force for your life. And once more, deep breath in. Fill up, fill up, fill up. And in your mind, say, yes, this is who I am. This is who I want to be. This is me. The truth. And breathe out. And now start to take three nice, slow, steady breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. And start to be aware of your feet on the floor physically, of the feeling of the chair behind you, of the sound of my voice in more clarity. Start to be aware of your physicality in the now. You haven't lost anything. You're bringing that nature with you for you to allow her to guide you. And to get used to her and feeling her and being with her, that beautiful part of you, that innate part of you. But you're being aware of being in your physicality now, the feeling of how the temperature of your skin feels on the outside in the room, like what's the feeling of the room that you can pick up on your skin. And you start to take a big yawn, a big stretch, just being very aware of your body, being in the now. But not losing anything. One last deep breath in. And blow out. So, you've done really well for today. You may want to visit this several times. Because this is a big part of you that you've been sort of hiding from. Or rejecting. Or not loving. So, you want to learn to love her. Really love her. So, keep visiting her. Keep visiting this woman within you. And see what's going to come up, because this is communication with your own soul, with your own body, with your connection with the source. So enjoy it and make sure to take notes so that you know what the information is you're being told. Okay. Allow those visions or words or whatever is being communicated to you to know your way forward, how to own her, how to express her, how to express yourself completely and abundantly in your life. So, make sure to drink plenty of water after today. Again, avoid caffeine and alcohol for a couple of hours and really enjoy loving your wild nature. Much love to you and welcome to that beautiful wild woman. And I will speak to you soon. Lots of love. Bye.